Chapter 23. Driving Fitness. Drivers should take extra time to be safe. Driving is one of the most complex things that people do. Operating a motor vehicle can injure or kill us. In order to be a safe driver, it takes a lot of skill and judgment. Your driving ability is more difficult when you are just learning to drive and takes all of your abilities. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on seeing clearly, not being tired and driving without consuming alcohol or illegal drugs. In other words, stay in shape before driving. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. Your driving decisions are based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic, road conditions, spotting potential trouble, and reacting in a timely manner. Vision is so important that Arkansas requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver license. This test measures that you have at least 20/70 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. Other important aspects are: peripheral vision. Take advantage of peripheral vision, the field of vision from the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, use your side mirrors and glance to the side. Judging distance and speed. Even if you can see the road ahead, you may not be able to judge distances or speed at times. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to do both. Judgment is very important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles. Judging safe gaps when merging and when passing on two-lane roads. Night vision. Many people can see clearly in the daytime but have trouble seeing at night. All people have problems seeing at night. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive unless it's necessary, and if you do, be very careful. Because safe driving depends on how well you see, drivers should have their eyes checked every 2 years by an eye specialist. You may not know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to wear corrective lenses, if prescribed, when you drive. If you have a restriction B, must wear contacts or glasses, on your driver license, you must drive with your eyewear. If stopped by law enforcement, a driver can be ticketed for failing to wear corrective lenses. Keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. This can be helpful if you forget or misplace your glasses. Avoid dark or tinted glasses, contact lenses at night, even if it helps with glare. The problem is these types of lenses cut down too much light, and light is needed to see the road ahead. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful when driving. The sound of horns, sirens, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems can happen when you least expect it. Deaf or hearing impaired drivers can adjust to conditions and be safe drivers by relying on their vision to stay alert. Studies have shown driving records for the hearing impaired to be as good as those with good hearing. Fatigue. You cannot drive safely when tired. A safe driver must be alert to avoid danger. Drivers should always be well rested to avoid becoming easily upset or irritable. Take time to make good decisions. Being rested can keep you from falling asleep at the wheel and crashing. There are things you can do to keep from getting tired on a long trip. Try to get a good night's sleep before you leave. Do not leave on a trip if you are tired. Plan your trips so you can leave when you are rested. Do not take any medicine that might make you drowsy. Eat light meals prior to departure. Large, full meals tend to cause drowsiness. Take breaks. Stop regularly or as needed to walk around, breathe fresh air, and refresh with coffee, soda, or juice. The few minutes spent on a rest break can save your life. Allow plenty of time to complete your trip safely. Avoid long trips during hours your body is accustomed to resting. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than take a chance you can stay awake.